USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration has left Americans behind in Afghanistan, numbering in the hundreds. It's being reported from senior U.S. sources, house-to-house executions in Kabul following U.S. military departure have begun as gunfire is being heard throughout the residential sections of Kabul. Audio from South African journalist Laura Logan on Twitter. Taliban fighters, all wearing brand new U.S. uniforms and brand new weapons and brand new equipment, took over the airport. A million people are still without power in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. The sweltering heat in the area is amplifying the need to get the power turned back on. It is unknown how many people lost their lives from Ida, but Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat, tells NBC News he expects the death toll to climb higher.
That as the day goes on, we will have more deaths. We're going to be getting information throughout the day that I fully expect the confirmed death total to go up considerably.
USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
More on the Afghan departure, Dan Araki reports.
With the final U.S. military flights out of Afghanistan leaving on Monday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that there were between 1 and 200 Americans remaining in the country who wanted to get out. Mary Beth Long, former Assistant Secretary of Defense under President George W. Bush, says that the U.S. left its citizens hanging when they went to the airport for evacuation. She tells CNBC that many promises went unfulfilled as the last troops left Afghanistan.
Those U.S. citizens were left hanging this morning, circling the gates, circling the airport, unable to do much of anything. That isn't the promise that Americans expect. We also haven't even begun to talk about the green card holders. These are American citizens who, some of them, put in their paperwork during COVID, but don't have the official paperwork back. There are probably, by our estimates, 5,000 U.S. citizen green card holders, and special immigration visa holders that did not get out. And this idea that they were given every opportunity or somehow a large number of them voted to stay is just not the case.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The unthinkable has happened. The Biden administration has left Americans behind in Afghanistan, measuring in the hundreds. U.S. CENTCOM Commander General Kenneth McKenzie tells MSNBC they never had hope of getting all Americans out.
Look, there's a lot of heartbreak associated with this departure. We did not get everybody out that we wanted to get out. But I think if we'd stayed another 10 days, Louis, we wouldn't have gotten everybody out that we wanted to get out. And there still would have been people who would have been disappointed with that. It's a tough situation. But I want to emphasize again that simply because we have left, that doesn't mean the opportunities for both Americans that are in Afghanistan that want to leave and Afghans who want to leave, they will not be denied that opportunity.
South African journalist Laura Logan is reporting on her Twitter feed, house-to-house executions by the Taliban have begun in Kabul. One lawmaker says President Biden has now created another Syria. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is criticizing the Biden administration for the results of the withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. The California Republican told Fox News that the White House has created another Syria.
These decisions that have been made, this is the accountability that we need. This is why Congress should be in session. This is the information we should have. And wherever this information takes us, that's when we should take our action about people resigning and others. Because you now have an administration made up of individuals that brought us Syria that is now creating another Syria in the Middle East.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.